Good morning, everybody, and a happy match play week to you all. I guess it's a dual tournament week. Some of you may care much more about the Corrales Punta Cana Championship, as we do have two tournaments this week, but not only two tournaments, everybody. We've got two solid DraftKings slates offering as well. Now, we only have one contest posted for the Dominican Republic. It is a $50,000 to first. And on the WGC match play side, it's $200,000 to first. So some great offerings around the board. This is the course and player preview. We're going to do the WGC match play here. We're going to go throughout the content, as you guys know. If you're a follower and subscriber of the Osmo YouTube channel, first off, thank you for that. And if you're not, you might want to do it for this week. So we're going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to give you the top five bets and top five values based off of the Dominican. I feel like there's probably a little bit more edge there in the betting and a little bit more edge with not knowing a ton of golfers. So we'll give you the top five values once those salaries come out. Then for the WGC match play, I'm going to give you the top five sleepers and fades for them. Just because we know most of the golfers that are competing there this week. So I'm going to go out and based off of Osmo's ownership and give you my top five fades and top five sleepers there. So that is the content roundup. Let's go ahead and jump right into the course and player preview for the match play. It is played at Austin Country Club, a par 71, 7,100 yards, roughly thereabout. We don't know much about the driving accuracy, greens, and regulation. They don't really keep those stats all that much in this because sometimes the golfers don't even play 18 holes. So no strokes gained or anything like that here this week. Average green size, about 5,500 square feet. So relatively small. And as you know with Peter Dye, who is the architect here, he's not going to really make the greens all that challenging. He's going to make getting to the greens more challenging. Just how he does things. Jack Nicklaus may be a little bit different than that. Maybe tries to work on harder greens. But still, that's what we're faced with here this week. The scoring. If you don't know, the scoring is a little bit different for match play than it is for regular. So you see the top score as 228 points, which was kind of crazy to me. Sounds a little high. But then you go in and you look at the different scoring. And let's go ahead and give you those just in case you don't know. For a holes one, consider that like a birdie, 3 points. For a holes half, you're going to get 0.75 points. You lose a hole, you're going to lose those 0.75 points. For holes not played, that means if you win with four holes remaining, you're going to get 1.6 points per hole. And then, of course, you're going to get 5 points for a match one and 2 points for a matched half. Streaks and bonuses. This is a big one here. This is how to separate for sure. Streak of three consecutive holes won in a match. You're going to get 5 points for that. And no holes lost in a match. That's 7.5. That happens if there's like a withdrawal or something like that. And don't get me wrong, we have certainly seen that in years past. How about the grass types? We're going to have Bermuda here, but there is a POA overseed. So we're going to get a mixture of both greens. We don't see that often, but given the geography here in Austin, Texas, it can withstand it. So we got Bermuda, overseed, POA. Type that into your grass models. I don't know what you're going to come up with this week. 64 players in the field, they are the top 64 players in the world by world ranking. If they were to withdraw, which a couple of people did, Adam Scott, Justin Rose, obviously Tiger Woods, and Gary Woodland forced to withdraw due to COVID, they will fill out up through the official world golf ranking. So that's why you see Dylan Fratelli, who's ranked number 69 right now, just slides in the field. So that's how the field is determined. Pretty easy there. Typically, I'd have a whole slew of sponsor invites and all that fun stuff, but not the case here this week. It is just the top 64 players in the world until the field is full at 64 players. Okay, top-ranked player, Dustin Johnson. All of the best players are here except for those that I just mentioned, Scott, Woodland, Rose, Woods. So pricing is going to come out pretty even, in my opinion, especially that it's match play. I'm going to start with DJ, 11,300. Still going to get the nod over Justin Thomas, I think. Though Justin Thomas is going to come in at 11,200. I have John Rahm just below them at 11,000. Then I got a pretty big gap to the next two guys, Rory and Xander. I got Rory coming in at 10,300 and Xander coming in at 10,000. So again, for my salary guesses here, Johnson 11,300, Thomas 11,200, Rahm 11, Rory 10,300, and Xander 10,000. Okay, that is going to do it here for my course and player preview for the WGC match play. Of course, we've got so much content coming out. Let me just tell you quickly about it so that we can make sure we're getting through all of our household items here. The first two shows of the week, the Monday and Tuesday, the Monday show with myself, Eric, and Jeff. That's going to be still at 2 o'clock today, Monday. That's when I'm recording this. Tuesday show, 2:30 with Ben and Tim. And I think Eric's even on that show now, too. That's going to be at 2:30. And then this week, a true live before lock. Ben and I are going to go on at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, take you up till 10 a.m. We expect lock to be around 10 a.m. So a true live before lock. We look forward to that. I know it's early in the morning. Come join us. Grab your cup of coffee, put it on there, and come get our hot takes for the WGC match play. And of course, I already let you know about the pre-recorded stuff. You're going to have top five bets and top five values today, Monday, for the Punta Cana Corrales Championship. And, of course, the sleepers and fades you're going to get tomorrow, which is going to be Tuesday for me, for the WGC match play. So until then, everybody, thank you for coming by. Make sure you like and subscribe on your way out. And, of course, leave some comments below. I've been trying to do better at coming back through them. I see people leaving them, so my apologies if I haven't gotten them recently. But I've just realized that they're starting to do that a little more. So be sure to check me out there. Of course, find me on Twitter at DFSGolfer23. And until next time, everybody, we will see you on the other side. Cheers.